pain in my left arm.
牧师他左边胳膊很不舒服。
And I went to the doctor and he ordered an MRI.
我去看医生，医生让我去照核磁共振。
I discovered that there has been some ligaments that have pulled away from my rotator cuff in my shoulder.
原因是因为我肩膀上的韧带错位了。
They tell me it comes with old age.
因为他们告诉我是因为我老了。
Like a rubber band that dries out, sometimes it just becomes brittle and breaks off.
就像橡皮筋，时间一长了就脆了，断了。
So I go to my orthopedic this Wednesday and find out what he's going to have to say about all of that.
所以我这周去看医生，看他会怎么说。
But I feel like the Apostle Paul, who had a thorn in the flesh,
我知道保罗他自己生命中就有一根刺，
and he asked God to remove it.
他曾经求神把那根刺拿掉，
And God said no.
神说不，
But he said, I'll give you grace.
但是神说我会给你恩典，
And he said, My grace will be sufficient.
神说我的恩典够你用了。
And so far, God's grace has been sufficient to help me play the piano and to preach.
迄今为止，神的恩典也帮助我能够弹琴，也能够正道。
He is so faithful. We can trust in God for all kinds of things.
神是信实的，我们可以信靠他。
I want to speak to you today on get a life.
今天我们要讲的是得到生命。
A doctor once sat down with one of his patients and he told him, I'm afraid that you're going to only have 3 more weeks to live.
有一个医生对他的病人说："哎呀，抱歉，你只能活3个星期了。"
Okay, said the patient, I'll take the first 2 weeks of July and the week between Christmas and New Year's.
病人说："那好吧，那我就活7月的头2周和圣诞节过后新年之前的那周。"
People want to have the time of their life while they are left here on this earth.
人们都想尽情度过自己的余生。
And there's a popular phrase that even was a television sitcom with the title, Get a Life.
有一个很有名的电视节目，它就叫做《你要有个生活》。生活在英文中和生命是同一个词。
And it means living a fuller life, a more interesting life.
当人们说要有个生活的时候，就是说要开始过一个充实有趣的生活。
A life that's productive.
有一个高效的生活。
Doing things that you feel enjoyable and fulfilling.
并且能够做自己享受并且有意义的事情。
And so the question is, how do we really live?
问题就是怎么样才能够做到呢？
How can we enjoy such a life?
怎么样才能够享受这样一种生活呢
？How can we get a life?
怎么样才能够有生活、有生命呢
？Well, we're going to look at 1 John for the last time in this series.
我们今天在学约翰一书的最后一个部分。
And in this passage, it tells us how to get a life.
在这段经文里面，正是告诉我们如何能够得到生命。
And so we're going to look at those verses once again, where it says, "And God has testified about His Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe are actually calling God a liar, because they don't believe that God has testified about His Son. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life." And this life is in his son. And whoever has the son has life. Literally, it's saying has the life. And whoever does not have the son of God does not have the life.
约翰一书九章九到十二节说，神的见证是为他儿子做的，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And so do you really want to have the life?
你想不想要生命？
Do you really want to get a life?
你想不想要有这个生命？
Then you must have the Son of God.
那你就必须要有神的儿子。
And if you have the Son, then you must believe.
你要是要有神的儿子，你就必须要相信。
You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
你必须相信耶稣是神的儿子。
That is, you need to depend on Jesus as the Savior and Lord of your life.
你必须要信靠主，让他做你生命的主和救主。
You have to trust in Jesus to be the leader in your life.
你必须信靠主，让他做你生命的主宰。
The liberator of your sin.
让他救你从罪中脱离出来。
And so, believe in Jesus as God himself in the flesh.
而且你要相信耶稣是神道成肉身。
Verse 5 says this, And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
第五节说，胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
Now to say that Jesus is the Son of God is to say that Jesus is God.
那么说耶稣是神的儿子，也就是说耶稣就是神。
In Bible days, when somebody wanted to describe the nature of someone, they would often use the phrase son of.
在旧约时代，那个时候要形容一个人的特质，经常说他是某某某之子。
For example, Judas is called the son of destruction.
比如说犹大被称作这个灭亡之子。
Now you remember Judas was the one who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
犹大就是那个为了一袋银钱背叛耶稣的人。
And this is a reference to his eternal punishment in hell.
那么他就要接受的是永恒里面的惩罚和诅咒。
Judas was destructive by nature. He lived for self and he lived for money.
犹大这个人他是自带灭亡属性的，因为他只为自己而活，只为金钱而活。
He even stole some money that had been donated to Jesus.
他甚至从人们给耶稣的奉献的钱里面去偷取钱。
And as a result of this sin nature, he was headed for destruction.
因为他的罪性，他自带的罪的属性，他就是一直去向灭亡。
So he betrayed Jesus, and he refused to repent of his wrongdoing.
他不仅仅背叛了主耶稣，他还不愿意在这件事情上悔改。
Thus he's called the son of destruction.
所以他就被称作灭亡之子。
Now there was a man on the other hand named Joseph in the Bible, and we learned that his nickname was Barnabas, which means son of encouragement.
圣经里面还有另外一个人叫做巴拿巴，巴拿巴就是安慰、劝慰的意思。
And Barnabas was always encouraging somebody.
因为巴拿巴他总是在劝慰别人。
He encouraged the church by selling some property that he owned, and he gave the proceeds from that sale to the church.
他鼓励教会，他卖掉自己的田产，把收入全部捐献给教会。
And he encouraged Paul as a new Christian. He received him into the church.
而且他鼓励保罗这个新的信徒，把他接纳进教会。
And he also encouraged Paul to become a missionary and a church planter, establishing other churches.
他并且鼓励保罗成为宣教士和一个职堂的人。
And he encouraged John Mark, who had quit ministry.
而且他还会鼓励马可，因为马可他曾经放弃宣教。
And he encouraged him to get back into ministry and to become a leader in the church.
他鼓励马可重新回来宣教，并且成为教会的领袖。
And also to write one of the four gospels in the Bible, the Gospel of Mark.
不仅如此，还鼓励马可写了四福音书之一的马可福音。
And so Barnabas was called the son of encouragement.
所以巴拿巴就被叫做劝慰之子。
Because he was an encourager by nature.
因为他自带劝慰属性。
And so in the same way, Jesus is called the son of God.
所以同样的道理，耶稣被称为神的儿子。
Because by his very nature, he is God himself.
因为他自带神性。
Jesus was God in the flesh.
耶稣就是神道成肉身。
Now, when Jesus took on the form of a human, he set aside some of his rights as God.
当耶稣他成为人的时候，他搁置了自己作为神的权利。
For example, all the time that Jesus was here on earth, he was always God-like.
主耶稣在路上生活的这些年，他一直是有神性的。
When he was tired in Samaria, he was all powerful.
当他在撒玛利亚很疲倦饥渴的时候，他也有大能。
And when he was asking questions in the temple, he was all knowing.
他小时候在殿里面问问题的时候，他也是全知全能的。
And when he was present in a particular place, he was everywhere present.
当他出现在某一个地方的时候，他其实也是无处不在的。
And these are qualities we think of God. He's all powerful, he's all knowing, he's everywhere present.
这些都是神的属性，全能、全知、无处不在。
But Jesus made a choice not to hold on to these things.
但是耶稣选择不眷恋这些自己的这些权利。
Let me illustrate it this way.
我们来举个例子。
Imagine that you're visiting a hospital. Oh, I've got ahead behind myself. Imagine that you're witnessing a hospital, visiting a hospital.
想象一下你要去一家大医院。
And you can't find a parking place that's close to the hospital.
你在医院旁边找不到停车的地方。
And so you park way in the back somewhere, and as you're trying to find your way into the hospital, you're lost.
所以你只能在离医院很远的地方找到一个停车的地方，然后你就迷路了，不知道该怎么回到医院。
And so you stop another driver and you ask him some questions as to how to get to where you want to go.
然后你就叫停了一辆车，问那个司机说，哎，我怎么样去医院呢？
And he kindly says, oh, I'll park right beside you and walk with you to where you need to be in the hospital.
那个司机说，啊，那好吧，我也把车停在这儿，我陪你一起走到医院去好了。
And so as you get to the front of the hospital, you find out that the man that you're walking with is actually the chief surgeon of the hospital.
当你走到医院门口的时候，你发现原来你旁边给你带路的这个人是这家医院的主任医师。
And as you near the door, he points to an empty parking spot and he says, that's my parking spot.
当走到这个医院门口的时候，他指着门口的一个车位说，啊，这是我的专属车位。
Now here this man had a superior advantage over everyone else because of his status.
这个人在这家医院拥有至高无上的地位。
He was the chief surgeon and he had a parking lot right next to the front door.
他是这家医院的主任医师，他在这个大门前有自己的专属车位。
However, in deference to your need, he didn't take his rightful parking spot.
但是为了将就你救护你的需要，他没有去使用自己的这个权利。
He parked way out in the periphery.
而是把车停在很远的地方，跟你的车停在一起。
And he walked with you all the way into the hospital.
就为了陪你从那个地方走到医院。
So here's the question. As he was walking with you, did he stop being a doctor?
那问题就是说，他陪你走的这段路上，他自己就不是医生了吗？
And of course the answer is no.
当然他还是医生。
And did he have a parking spot right next to the front door of the hospital?
他陪你走的这段路的时候，他那个专属车位还在吗？
And the answer is yes.
还在的。
You see, he had all of these things at any time he could have laid hold of them and used them.
所以在这一路上，他的这些东西还有，只要他想使用，他随时都可以用。
But for your sake, he chose not to have those things at that particular moment.
但是为了你的缘故，他选择不去动用自己的这些权利。
And that's what happened when God became a man.
这就是当神成为人的时候的事情。
He did not cease to be God.
他没有停止，他作为神，他没有停止作为神。
He simply chose to lay aside his privileges as God so he could walk with us in our need.
他只不过选择把他作为神的能力和权力放在一边，而跟你一起走人生的道路。
And so if you want to get a life, you need to believe.
所以你要想得到生命，你第一先要相信。
And you need to believe in Jesus as God himself in the flesh.
你要相信耶稣是神道成肉身。
And then you need to believe in Jesus as your Lord and King.
然后你要相信耶稣是你的主，你的王。
You need to trust Jesus to be the leader of your life.
你要信靠主，让他做你生命的主宰。
Now to say that Jesus is the Son of God is to say that he is King.
我们知道说耶稣是神的儿子， 也就意味着说他是一个王。
In Bible days, many kings has one of their titles, Son of God.
在旧约时代，很多的王的头衔之一就是神的儿子。
In fact, God said to each of Israel's kings in 2 Samuel 7:14, he said, I, speaking of God, will be his, the king's father, and he shall be my son.
在撒母耳记下七章，神论到以色列的王的时候，他说，我要做他的父，他要做我的儿子。
And so to call Jesus the Son of God means that you make him your king, your Lord, the leader of your life.
所以宣称耶稣是神的儿子，也就是说要让耶稣成为你的主，你的王，你生命的主宰。
And that's the only way to get a life.
那是我们能够得到真实生命的唯一途径。
You have to let Jesus put your life in order.
你必须要让耶稣来管理你的生命。
Some time ago, Mike Silva, a successful businessman and his family, were staying at a hotel in Nigeria, West Africa.
有一次这个生意人跟他的全家到西非州的尼日利亚去旅行。
And in the morning, they heard a knock on the door.
然后在旅馆的早上，他听到门口有人敲门。
And Mike opened it, and he found a Nigerian gentleman ready to clean their room.
他打开门，发现门口有一个尼日利亚的男生要来给他们整理房间。
Well, Mike was embarrassed.
这个人非常的尴尬。
His family had travel bags and curling irons and crumpled clothing sprawled all across the unmade beds.
因为他跟他家人在这个旅馆房间里也搞得乱七八糟，他们带的那些东西都铺开了，都扔的哪儿都是。
And there were wet towels all over the bathroom floor.
然后旅馆的地上也是扔满了脏毛巾。
And so he apologized profusely.
所以他就一连串的跟这个人道歉。
But the young man replied graciously, No problem, sir. For this reason, I have come to put your things in order.
然后这个年轻人说，没关系，先生，我就是来帮你整理东西的。
And you know, that's why Jesus came.
你知道那就是为什么主耶稣来到世上。
To put your life in order.
来整理我们的生命。
So don't try to clean up the mess on your own.
所以你不要试图自己来整理你的生命。
Trust Jesus to do it for you.
你要信靠主，让他来做这件事情。
Acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and let him put your life in order.
承认耶稣是你生命的主，让他来整理你的生命。
And that's the only way to get a life.
那就是我们得到真正生命的唯一途径。
And so first of all, you believe in Jesus as God.
首先你要相信耶稣是神。
And second, you believe in Jesus as your Lord and King.
然后你要相信耶稣是你的主，你的王。
And then third, you need to believe in Jesus as your Savior.
然后你要相信耶稣是你的救主。
Trust Jesus to deliver you, to save you from all your wrongdoing and shame.
信靠主耶稣，让他把你从你的罪和你的耻辱中解救出来。
And that's what the people of Israel were looking for in their Messiah, their anointed king.
那就是当时以色列人所翘首盼望的，他们要的弥赛亚，他们的王。
They were looking for someone who would deliver them from the tyranny and the oppression of Rome.
他们所盼望的是一个来解救他们脱离罗马帝国的欺压的人。
But Jesus came to deliver them from their sin and shame.
然而耶稣来是为了拯救他们脱离罪和耻辱。
Before Jesus was born, the angel announced to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, Call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
耶稣出生之前，天使向约瑟显现说，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And then John saw Jesus at the Jordan River. And he announced in John chapter 1 and verse 29, he says, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
施洗约翰在约旦河边看到耶稣的时候也一眼认出说，看哪神的羔羊，除去或者背负世人罪孽的。
Now Jesus, as the Son of God, is God, King and Savior, and he's the only one who can deliver us from our sin.
耶稣作为神的儿子，是神，是王，是救主，是唯一可以救我们脱离罪恶的。
And so you need to trust Jesus to do that for you.
所以你要相信耶稣会为你做同样的事情。
Denise Pereza, a survivor of the 2015 San Bernardino shootings, recalls how Shannon Johnson saved her life by shielding her life with his own.
这个女生叫丹尼斯，她回忆起当年在一起这个大规模的枪杀案中，她的同事怎样保护她。
She said, it was Wednesday morning, 10:55 a.m., and we were seated next to each other at a table.
她回忆到那个是周三的上午10:55，我们一起坐在桌子旁边。
And we were joking how we thought that the large clock on the wall might be broken because it seemed like time was moving so slowly.
我们当时看到墙上的钟表好像就没有怎么走，我们还开玩笑说怎么时间过得这么慢。
She said, I would have never guessed that 5 minutes later, we would be huddled under that same table using a fallen chair as a shield from over 60 rounds of bullets being fired across the room.
他说我们都没有想到5分钟之后我们几个人就一起躲在桌子下面，利用一些椅子来阻挡这个屋子里面的这些枪弹，当时有一共发射了差不多60多弹。
And she said, why I can't recall every single second that played out that morning. I'll always remember Shannon's left arm wrapped around me, close as possible. I was next to him behind that chair.
她说我不记得那天发生的事情，但是我唯一记得就是沙农他用胳膊来抱着我，我们一起躲在桌子底下，他一直在保护我。
And amidst all the chaos, she said, I'll always remember him saying these three words, I got you.
在混乱当中，我一直记着他说的三个字，说有我在。
Well, he wrapped his arms around her as a shield from the bullets, and she survived, but he died.
沙农用他自己的膀臂来保护了这个女生。这个女生活了下来，但是她自己死了。
And that's what Jesus, your God, your King, your Savior, says to you. He says, I got you.
这个就是我们的主耶稣，他说了，他就说有我在。
I got you, he says, as he wraps his arms around you to shield you from the bullets of sin and wrongdoing.
若有我在，他用他的臂膀为我们阻挡了那些子弹，就是我们的罪孽。
It is emotional, isn't it? To think how much he loves us. The Bible says this in 1 Peter 2:24. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, we are healed. We could say, by his wounds, we are saved.
就像彼得前书二章说的，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，也得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
Trust Jesus to do that for you.
你要相信耶稣为我们做的这一切。
Trust Jesus to save you from your sin so you can live with him.
相信耶稣，他为我们救我们脱离了罪，我们可以活在他的里面。
Now, if you're going to get a life, you need to believe in Jesus as the Son of God.
你要是要得到真正的生命，一定要相信耶稣是神的儿子。
And that means you need to trust him as your God.
也就是说，相信耶稣是你的神。
And you need to trust him as your King.
相信耶稣是你的主，你的王。
And you need to trust him as your savior.
并且相信他是你的救主。
Now verse 10 says this. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true.
第十节说，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里。
If you're a believer, you know that Jesus is the Son of God because the Holy Spirit within you witnesses to you or tells you that it is so.
如果你相信主，你就知道 耶稣是神的儿子，这是圣灵在你心中跟你一起做的见证。
Romans 8:16 says this, The Spirit himself testifies with our own spirit, assuring us that we are the children of God.
罗马书八章十六节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Christianity is not some blind faith.
基督教信仰不是盲目的信仰。
There's a lot of good evidence that Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
我们有许许多多的证明，证实主耶稣就是神的儿子。
That is to say that Jesus is God in the flesh, your King, your Savior.
也就是说，主耶稣是神，道成肉身，是我们的王，我们的主。
Now that's what Lew Wallace, the governor of New Mexico, discovered over a century ago.
那就是路华莱士当年一百年前的新墨西哥州州长发现的。
He said, after 6 years to the impartial investigation of Christianity as to its truth or falsity, I have come to the deliberate conclusion that Jesus Christ is the Messiah of the Jews, the Savior of the world, and my personal Savior.
他说，在花了6年时间公正的调查研究基督教的真伪之后，经过深思熟虑，我得出这样的结论。耶稣基督是犹太人的弥赛亚，是世界的救主，也是我个人的救主。
But it wasn't always so. Wallace started out to write a book disproving the existence of Jesus Christ.
但是华莱士他不是一开始就这样想的，他一开始是想写一本书证明耶稣是假的。
A friend had challenged him saying, You're a learned man and a thinker.
他的一个朋友跟他说，哎，你的学识渊博，而且你善于思考。
Why don't you write a book to prove the falsity of Jesus Christ that no such man ever lived?
你为什么不写一本书证明耶稣这个人是不存在的，是假的？
His friend said it would be a way of putting an end to the foolishness about the so-called Christ.
你这样可以结束世人的这个愚蠢。
Well, Wallace told his wife what he intended to do.
所以华莱士就跟他太太说，他要做这件事。
She was a believer and did not like his plan, but Wallace decided that he was going to pursue it anyway.
他太太是信主的，他不想让他先生做这个事情，但是华莱士就坚持要这样做。
He collected material covering the period in which Jesus lived.
他到处去找材料，找到很多耶稣他活着的时候的史料。
And he had written 4 chapters in his book.
然后他就着手写了4章，写他的书。
When it became clear to him that Jesus was just as real a person as Socrates and Plato and Caesar.
但是他写不下去了，因为他发现耶稣是真实存在的，就像苏格拉底啊，那时候那些历史人物一样真实。
And the conviction became a certainty.
然后他越来越坚信耶稣存在过。
Wallace said, I knew Jesus had lived because of the facts that I had gathered.
他说，因为我找到这些史料，就向我证明耶稣真的是存在过，生活过。
But he said, I found myself in an uncomfortable position.
所以我就进退维谷。
He began to write a book to prove that Jesus had never lived on the earth.
他一开始要写一本书证明耶稣从来没有存在过。
And now he was faced with the fact that Jesus was a real historic person.
现在又面对这样的事实，耶稣是一个真实的历史人物。
And so Wallace asked himself,
所以他自己问自己,
If Jesus was a real person, and there was no doubt in his mind about it, was he not also then the Son of God and the Savior of the world as he claimed to be?
他说，如果耶稣是真实的人，他确实已经确信了耶稣是真实的。他说，那他不也就是他所说的神的儿子，世界的救主吗？
And gradually Wallace came to believe that Jesus was the one that he claimed to be, the Savior.
所以华莱士他逐渐的也认识到耶稣就是世界的救主。
At that point, Wallace fell down on his knees to pray for the first time in his life.
所以华莱士跪下，第一次向神祷告。
He asked God to reveal himself to him.
他求神向他显现。
To forgive his sin.
求神赦免他的罪。
And to help him to become a follower of Jesus.
求神帮助他成为耶稣的门徒。
Wallace said that toward the morning, the light broke through into my soul.
他说天亮了，阳光照进我的灵魂。
He said, I went into my bedroom and woke my wife and told her that I had received Jesus as my Savior and Lord.
我冲到卧室告诉我的妻子说我已经 接受耶稣基督作为我的救主和生命的主。
Oh, Lou, his wife said, I prayed for this ever since you told me your purpose for writing that book.
他太太说哎呀你一告诉我要写这本书的时候我就开始为你祷告了。
That somehow you would find Jesus while you wrote it.
我求神让你在这个过程中能够发现耶稣是真的。
And that's exactly what happened.
那么这个就是刚刚就是一切就是这样发生了。
Lew Wallace changed the book that he was originally writing, and he used all his research to write another book.
所以路华莱士他就放下了写的那本书，开始写一本新的书。
And later the book became a movie.
那么他写这本书日后被人拍成了电影。
And those who have seen the movie can't forget the scene where he races four magnificent white horses in an amazing chariot race.
那些看过他电影的人都难以忘记这样一个经典的场面，就是这个一个勇士他驾驶着四匹白马拉的战车在奔跑。
The movie is Ben-Hur.
电影就是宾虚。
And it's usually played on television around this time of the year.
经常是在这个圣诞节时候在电视上会放映的。
It's the story of a Jewish person of influence who, like Wallace, had come to believe that Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
这个电影就是描述一个犹太人，就像路华莱士本人一样的一个人，他是怎么一点点发现主耶稣基督真的是人也是神。
And so you need to believe it too.
你也要这样相信。
On the basis of solid evidence and testimony, you need to trust in Jesus as your God, your King, and your Savior.
基于这些非常真实的这些证据，我们相信主耶稣是神的儿子，是神。
And in doing so, you'll live.
我们相信这些，我们就能够得生命。
Trust Jesus with your life, and you'll really live.
把你的生命交给主，你就能得到真正的生命。
Put your faith in Jesus and you'll live forever.
你把信心交托给主，你就能得到永生。
Here's what the Bible says in verse 11. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
十一节说，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
The only way to find eternal life is in God's Son, the Lord Jesus.
那么，得到永生的唯一途径，就只能是在神的儿子主耶稣基督那里。
In the movie Carina Carina, commercial writer Manny Singer and his young daughter Molly were brokenhearted after their loving wife and mother had passed away.
有一个电影叫《克丽娜》，克丽娜。里面就是有一个人和他女儿，他的太太，他女儿的妈妈呢，因为什么事情病故了。
They hired a housekeeper, Carina, to help them around the house.
他们雇了一个家政管理者叫可丽娜，帮助他们操持家务。
And in an early scene of the movie, a delivery man arrives with some furniture that had been ordered by Mrs. Singer, prior to her death.
这个电影的一开始有一个场景，就是他太太临死之前订了一些家具，然后他去世以后呢，这些人送家具的来了，来找这个太太。
And so when they asked for Mrs. Singer, Mr. Singer said, she's in the bathtub right now.
然后他们工人就问说啊，这个太太在哪里？他先生就说他现在在浴室里面，在澡盆里。
And that set Molly, the daughter, running to the bathroom in hope of finding her mother there.
然后她的女儿就特别激动，跑到浴室里面，想在澡盆里面发现她妈妈在那里。
Later in the movie, Molly was lying in the grass beside a dress that belonged to her mother.
这个电影后面呢，有一个场景说，这个小女孩特别想她妈妈，就躺在草地上，然后旁边放着她妈妈穿过的衣服。
And Carina says to her, "You know what I think, Molly?"
Carina 对他说，你知道我是怎么想的吗？
I think your mother is looking down at you from heaven right now.
他说，我想你妈妈正在天堂往下看你呢。
And if you look really close, I bet you'll see she's waving.
你如果仔细看，你能看到她向你招手呢。
Well, Manny, the father, overheard the conversation and pulled Corinna aside.
那这女孩的爸爸听到他们的谈话，就把这个克丽娜拉到一边，跟她说。
Corinna, he says, I really appreciate everything you're doing here.
她说我很感激你为家里做的事情。
And whatever you believe in is fine.
你相信什么都可以。
If heaven is something that you believe in, that's fine for you.
如果你信天堂，没有关系。
But he said, Molly's mother was an atheist, and so am I. And I don't want you telling her she's somewhere where she isn't.
他说我跟茉莉的妈妈都是无神论者，我不想听你告诉茉莉她妈妈在一个不存在的地方。
Okay, he asked.
那么这个克丽娜说，那好吧。
And Corinna responds, yes, Mr. Singer, I'll just continue to tell Molly that her mother's in the bathtub.
他说那好吧先生，我就跟他说妈妈还在浴缸里。
Now how sad when you think about it.
这是多么悲哀的事情。
I don't know how those who have no faith in Jesus deal with death. Certainly they don't deal with it well.
那些没有信仰，不信主耶稣的人，他们是怎么样面对死亡呢？
But those who believe in the Son of God have the assurance of eternal life in heaven within.
但是相信耶稣是神的儿子的人，他们就有永恒的确据，能够得到永生。
And so believe in Jesus and live forever.
所以相信耶稣，你就能永远活着。
More than that, believe and live fully.
而且你相信也能够有一个丰盛的生命。
Trust Jesus with your life and live a full and meaningful life right now here on earth.
相信主，你现在此时此刻就能够在地球上能够活出一个丰盛的生命。
Rely on Jesus as your God and your King and your Savior, and you will have a life today.
信靠主耶稣，你今天就能有这样的生命。
Verse 12 says this, whoever has the Son has the life.It's talking about life right now. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have the life.
十二节说，有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
It's very simple. Those who know Jesus as their God, their King, their Savior have the life.
这个非常简单，相信主耶稣是神的儿子的人就有生命。
Those who don't have Jesus do not have the life.
没有主耶稣作为他们的主的人就没有生命。
Charlie and Agnes are some of the meekest people on this earth.
查理和艾格尼斯是这个世上最谦卑的人。
Charlie is a bright, energetic, hard-working man.
查理很聪明，而且精力充沛。
And he could have been successful at just about anything that he set out to do.
他也很勤奋，只要他想做的事情，没有一样做不好的。
And what he set out to do was mission work.
但是他想做的呢，是宣教事工。
Charlie spent his entire career working with some of the lowest people on the earth, the alcoholics, the drug addicts, and the homeless people living on the street.
查理他一生所从事的职业就是跟世上那些最低贱的人在一起，那些酒鬼啊、瘾君子啊、流浪汉来服侍他们。
For many years, he was the director of the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago.
他很多年都是太平洋花园宣教机构的主任。
Maybe you've heard some of the testimonies that came out of this mission on Unshackled, a program that many Christian radio programs stations broadcast.
你要是听收音机的话，有一个基督教电台经常就会播放他们事工的一些见证。
And then in his retirement years, Charlie went to work for the McCarthy Water Street Mission in New York.
那他退休以后，他就搬到纽约，在那边一个叫沃特街宣教机构担任职位。
At a time in life when most people his age were taking cruises, Charlie commutes every day to minister to the homeless men and women on the streets of New York.
很多退休的人呢，每天就是打打高尔夫球或者坐坐游轮，但是这个查理呢，还是每天他按时上下班到他的宣教机构上班。
Now you don't get rich doing mission work all of your life.
我们知道做宣教施工是攒不了什么钱的。
But every once in a while, Charlie and his wife Agnes would get to do something special.
但是每隔一段时间，查理就会带他的太太一起，做一些非常特殊的事情。
And one year, Charlie and Agnes invited some friends of theirs to join them for a night out on the town.
有一次，他们请了一些朋友一起到到进城。
Someone had given them tickets to hear Handel's Messiah at Carnegie Hall.
因为有人送给他们一些卡内基这个中心的票，可以去听亨德尔的一些歌剧。
And they were not cheap seats.
他们这个票呢，位置非常好。
They sat in velvet-covered seats in a private booth.
他们可以坐在这个天鹅绒的椅子上，是在一个这个包厢里。
It was a great night, and they all enjoyed it.
那一晚上呢，他们都非常的享受。
And as they were driving home, their friends were sitting in the back seat.
他们晚上开车回家的时候，他们的朋友坐在后面。
Charlie and Agnes were all dressed up for the big night out.
查理和他太太就是穿得非常的正式，就好像去赴一个晚宴一样。
They were sitting as close as they could to each other, like high school sweethearts.
而且他们还经常依偎在一起，就像一对甜蜜的小情侣。
And the two of them were just the happiest people in all the earth.
那么在旁人看来，他们两个真的是一对神仙眷侣。
And that's when their friends noticed a little plaque that Charlie had stuck to the dashboard of their car.
那他的朋友看到他的车上面正好放了一个板子，一块纪念的牌子。
And it explained everything.
那这块牌子说明了一切。
It said, God always gives the best to those who leave the choice to him.
那个牌子上写的是，神永远会把最好的给那些把选择权交给他的人。
Charlie and Agnes had long ago given up striving and fretting and demanding things from God and from life.
那查理和艾格尼斯这对夫妇，他们很早以前就停止了向生命和神的这种无尽的索取啊、需求啊、这些需要。
Instead, they surrendered to God their talents, their careers, their safety, their material needs.And even their retirement.
而相反呢，他们将自己的才能、事业、安全、物质需求，甚至退休生活都全部交给了上帝。
And instead of chasing the abundant life, they waited for God to bring it to them, and He did.
他们没有追求所谓丰盛的生命，而是静待上帝将丰盛的生命交给他们，而且神也正是这样做了。
Now you and I can do the same.
你和我也能这样做。
Stop chasing.After the abundant life that the world has to offer,
不要再追逐世界上所能给你的生命的富足。
Wait for God to give you His abundant life,
而是等待上帝把他丰盛的生命交给你。
Believe and live,
相信并且得生命。
Surrender to Jesus as your God, your King, and your Savior, and you'll get a life.
把自己交付给主，奉他为你的神、你的主、你的王、你的救主。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you that you came to give us life.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，你来到世上给我们的生命。
And you said that this life would be abundant now and for all eternity.
你告诉我们，你的生命在这世上是丰盛的，在永恒里也是丰盛的。
With Jesus in our life, we can really live a life that's full and meaningful.
我们生命里有主耶稣基督做主做王，我们在这世上才有有意义的生命。
And so for each and every day, help us to trust you as our God, our King, our leader, and our Savior.
我们今天、明天、每一天，求你帮助我们，我们尊主耶稣基督为我们的神。我们的主，我们的王，我们生命的主宰。
And this I ask in Jesus' name, amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。